last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program, The Last Savior. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Oman, Islamic researcher, Brother Alavian. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullah. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, Brother Alavian, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the relation between the concept of Mahdawiyah and the holy month of Ramadan. So we know that Laylatul Qadr during the holy month of Ramadan has a special significance for Muslims all around the world. And according to some exegetes of the Holy Quran in Surah Qadr, we are talking about the pouring down of blessings of Allah and the angels on earth because of the presence of the Hujjah of Allah on earth, that is Imam al-As, isn't it?
Definitely.
So how do you think that the holy month of Ramadan can be linked into the concept of Mahdawiyah or Mahdism?
The holy month of Ramadan in its Arabic term is called Shahrun Mubarak. That is the blessed month. Blessed or Mubarak means plenty of goodness, plentiness of goodness. Like in that holy month, while we are breathing, our breathing is known as tasbih, that is ibadah. It's kind of worship. Our sleeping in this month is known as ibadah, an act of worship again. Or the du'as and supplications are answered. And recitation of Quran is very important. And one single verse of Quran equals one khatam, or one complete recitation of the Holy Quran.
Yes.
And many, many, many other barakat or blessings have been mentioned in the language of narrations for this holy month. And more important, it is the holy month that in which the Quran was revealed to the Holy Prophet. So who is the host of this month? The host of this holy month is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the imam of the time who is hosting different people. So why imam is hosting? So what we want to look at different dimensions of this whole existence with the holy month of Ramadan.
Yes.
Look, we said that in our previous sessions that imam is going to bring a utopia, an idealistic, an ideal situation for the human being in which everything is in its perfect manner.
Yes.
Everything is in perfect way.
That's
presented
right.
to the people. The people are reaching out. The people are healthy. The people have no problem in their material life. We recite it after every prayer, every salat in the holy month of Ramadan, starting with Allahumma adkhil ala ahli qubur as-surur. Allahumma aghni kull faqir. So when is it going to happen? When is the example of materialization and manifestation of this du'a? So definitely it is the time that Imam has already reappeared and the government of Imam and the justice has been spread by just government of Imam.
Yes.
So it means that these supplications, these prayers that are being recited in a daily basis, five times a day, after every prayer, so they are going to be seen and their materialization and manifestation can be seen at the time of reappearance of Imam Ali, advent of Imam. So I want to say that at the time of Ghaiba and occultation of Imam, we just say, oh, Allah, do this and do that. Allahumma aghni kulla faqir. Allahumma ashba' kulla jah. Allahumma aksa kulla uryan. Allahumma aghdadayna kulla madin. Those who are in problem financially, Allah assist them and help them.
Yes.
So when will it be answered? When all these du'as are answered, we said that du'as are answered in the whole month of Ramadan. So when these du'as are answered, Imam inshallah will reappear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the answer of these du'as is the appearance of Imam alayhi salam.
Yes.
So we want to say that these du'as are very related to the Imam alayhi salam. The next du'a that is very famous in the holy month of Ramadan, and even this du'a itself was narrated through Imam alayhi salam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, is the du'a al-iftitah.
That's right.
The du'a al-iftitah. In this du'a, the people, the Muslims, the believers, usually pray for the reappearance of Imam alayhi salam, and they actually they complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are in problem, we are in difficulty, help us with the arrival and with advent of Imam alayhi salam, and make this opening for us. And we see again, there is a relationship between this du'a And the host of this month, that is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, who is hosting bi-idhnillah, by Allah's permission, hosting his servants in this month. And he himself tells us what to recite and what to say. Okay. I mean, this is, again, I want to emphasize that this dua is from the Nahi al-Muqaddasa. This is from Imam himself.
Let's take a break and then we'll continue our discussion. مهدينا في الأزمان شعر ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه مهدينا في الأزمان شعر ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه Welcome back, dear listeners of Arab English Radio, Call of Islam page. You're listening to the program, The Last Savior. I'm Atta, the host of this program. All right, Brother Alevian, during the holy months of Ramadan and Imam As, how these two are related to each other. We have so many supplications and du'as to be recited during the holy month of Ramadan, which address Imam As directly.
Okay? Definitely, yes.
So there must be a certain relation between these two, isn't it?
Definitely. We said that in these du'as, we are wishing and we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are hoping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the reappearance of Imam alayhi salam.
Yes.
So it's, as I said earlier, it's very important that this dua has been taught by Imam himself. I mean, Imam himself taught this dua to his companions, that if you want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the holy month of Ramadan, try to recite this dua al-iftitah. And the other one, that was the dua that we recited after every prayer, that is famous with Allahumma adkhil ala al-qubur as-surur. Again, this is a dua that the manifestation of its perfect materialization is at the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Mm-hmm. So without reciting such du'as and supplications during Ramadan?
Definitely, du'as are recommended actions, brother. There is no obligation in performing or in recitation of the du'as. But
without taking a look at glance at the topic of Imam As during Ramadan,
yeah,
would our fasting be somehow incomplete or not perfect enough?
Look, bro, we are trying to find a relation between the whole existence of Imam and the holy month of Ramadan. But it does not mean that if a person do not know all what we are discussing here, I mean, his Sawm or Siyam, his prayers and his fasting are in vain. No, it doesn't mean a thing. Mm-hmm. We have a duty as a Muslim that one of the pillars of Islam, is fasting, and we are performing due to the duty that is in our shoulders.
That's right.
So, but having this information is also beneficial and fruitful.
Okay.
Yeah.
And shall we get to Laylatul Qadr now?
Yeah, we shall get to Laylatul Qadr. But I want to say that this concept of Mahdawiyah and Mahdism, as we said plenty of time in this series of shows, that is something quite common among all the believers on all these Islamic denominations. I mean, there is no discrepancy in this issue, and all of them believe in such a thing. But based on some narrations, the most possible and probable day for the reappearance of Imam Ali Islam also is 23rd of Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
And
according to authentic resources,
and this day 23 of the holy month of Ramadan usually equals should be equal to a Friday something.
Okay.
And so all the awaiters of Imam Ali Islam also wait for his reappearance in such a day, I mean, or to hear those that heavenly call which is going to reach to the human beings throughout the world through Imam Ali Islam, to reach the whole world in that time. So there is also another connection. But one of the most probable nights of Qadr, or nights of power, also is placed in this holy month.
Yes.
And it has been actually referred to in Surah Al-Dukhan and in Surah Al-Qadr.
Yes.
Tanazzal al-Malaikat wa ar-Ruh.
Yes.
This Tanazzal, it means Tanazzal al-Malaikat wa ar-Ruh, that angels and Ruh are coming down on him.
Yes.
So what does it mean? This tanazzal has a meaning of continuation in it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is continued every year.
So
it is
every year, once upon a time in a year, you know, this
and,
is
and
happening.
I mean, it's not going to be limited to the time of the Holy Prophet. Uh-huh. I mean, if we say, okay, it was for the time of the Holy Prophet, but this tanazzal said that it is happening every year till the day of judgment.
The action, that's right, okay.
And again, it is being reinforced in the surah, in the chapter of Dukhan, the same concept is being said there. So who's going to be the holder of this message?
The receiver of
this message by the angels and the ruh that comes to him. What is the mission of these angels and what are they going to do on him?
So sorry, before getting into that, so at the time of Prophet Muhammad, the main receiver of this ayah.
The Holy Prophet, the proof of Allah, was himself, and the seer.
And after him was the imams who succeeded
the Holy Prophet.
Yes. And now is Imam Asr.
Definitely has to be Imam Al-Asr, alayhi salam, the Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam. So this connection is very important.
The people in general?
What do you mean?
I mean the receiver of such a message of this ayah.
How come that at the time of the Prophet, it should be the Prophet, but at the time of...
righteous ones.
No, it is based on the narration. It goes on, this message goes on only for the proof of Allah and the scene of the earth.
The Hujjah of Allah.
On the scene of the earth. And because he has the capacity to receive this message. I mean, others cannot have this capability and capacity to take the message.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. Shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
the importance of this Laylatul Qadr, the destiny, the night of destiny. Yes, of the people is going to be predestined somehow for one whole year. And then, does Imam As have also direct role in this divine predestination of the people on that night or not?
Look,
because some people might say that this is Allah's decision, so how an Imam, a person, can somehow have direct role in predestining, for example, such a decisions for the coming year?
Look, there is a concept of tafwid, that is, Allah gives the grant and the responsibility of a series of issues to His creatures on His proof on the earth.
Yes.
That is, Allah gives the sustenance, the risk, to His first, to His top proof, to His top creature, which is the proof of God, the perfect human being on the earth. Then through Him, this destiny is being distributed among others.
That's right.
So I want to say that this is a logical discussion that we have discussed it in our previous sessions, that this is the top creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, the rest have been created for Him. For example, as the respected listeners might remember, we said that, for example, if there is a plant, there is an animal to eat that plant. Yes. And the perfection of this plant is to be eaten by this animal, right? So this hierarchy can be seen in the whole universe and in the whole creation.
Yes.
So this is the top creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes. And to Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually gives all the bounties and all the sustenance and all the spiritual and material sustenance. And through Him, it is going to be distributed and divided on the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth. As for the night of Qadr itself, it is quite common among all the Islamic denominations, and there is no discrepancy in this issue as well. And all Muslims believe on the importance of such a night, and there is no doubt on that.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Brother Ali. Very nice elaboration regarding the topic, the relation between Imam As and the holy month of Ramadan, especially Laylatul Qadr. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Last Savior. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. God bless you, and may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Al-Mahdi, Ajalallah.
Where is the